This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 24th. God's word to you today is digging deep. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 10:22 from the New King James Version, and it says, "The blessings of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." It is only the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. The devil does not give anything freely. Yesterday, we said that some people have been saved, but are living with a negative inheritance. There was a man that had been given the ability to read tomorrow's news today. So when he sleeps at night, he's presented with the next day's news, every headline accurate. He thought he was saving himself some money, never having to buy newspapers. Only the Lord's blessing adds no sorrow. He brought it to God and laid it down, and that was the end of it. God filled him with the right spirit of prophecy. After one of our workers' training sessions, a certain lady confessed to me that she had a third eye. These things are real, but if you do not know the supernatural, you would think they are not. However, they are fake in the sense that they are not original. God alone has the original. So I asked her what she does with the eye, and she said she could see the stomachs of pregnant women or look into people's destinies, and she could just throw a spanner in the works. She was saved and was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I asked her what she wanted to do with the ability, and she said she was going to lay it down because she knows that the devil would not give her anything for free. So we prayed in my office, withdrew the eye, threw it away, and she lost that sight. That night she was attacked, obviously, by the people from the other side because she had exited their group. She said she did not even know she was part of anything. I said, "You did not know, but you were using the eye." Obviously, God had set her free. The reason I'm sharing these things with you is so for you to understand the importance of discovering what you have been given. If you have been given anything that is not of God, lay it down. As you lay it down, God will put the right things that will aid your destiny into your life. You need to know what has been left for you. The third bedrock question is, what are you determined to receive? Elisha was determined to receive the double portion of Elijah's anointing. His friends, the sons of the prophets, laughed at him, but Elisha remained resolute. Even Elisha was not easy on him. He tried to trick Elisha at least three times. He would say, "Wait here, the Lord is sending me on an assignment." Meanwhile, he was going to heaven. Every single time, Elisha's response was, "As surely as you live, I am not going to leave you." And he stuck to him and followed him everywhere. What are you determined to get? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, let the things that pertain to my destiny not be hidden from me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.